Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could
Welcome
be
to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
You're Mrs. James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is July 11th, 2012.
This is episode 430.
Oh, I don't like this odd number shit.
Oh. Guess you're just going to have to wait until we put out another diarrhea monologue.
No, apparently, people loved it and they couldn't get enough of it. And I'm like, fuck off. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. Actually, I kind of liked it. I listened. I can't believe that you think I'm lazy, but whatever.
Hey, you know, it's the truth.
And don't be looking at me. I was the interviewer.
He was the one that prodded the fire.
Whatever. So, I think I sounded horrified. I listened to it as well, and I sounded horrified when you said that because I knew there was going to be
I heard a pause. Actually, I was just like, whatever.
I know you were worried too. You were all worried. We're not that mean.
Well, you know,
I didn't bother you to come and talk to me.
No, probably not. I would have been passive aggressive and tweeted about it and then let everyone else know about it before you.
Why is Ricky so angry at me?
I don't know. Maybe you should look at Twitter.
Bitch.
Well, you know, it's best when things are dealt with via the game of telephone.
Yes.
That's a telephone.
So, you guys, we finally came out of the heat wave.
Yes.
It has not been, like, super fucking hot.
It's still hot today, but it's actually been kind of nice.
Yeah.
When the wind blows.
What, 80s? High 80s, maybe?
We had the farmer's market today, and the hot paved black pavement was a little warm.
That's nice.
Reflecting back.
It's hot.
I always think, like, a farmer's market should be on grass.
It's 83 right now.
We live in Chicago.
But we have grass.
Yeah, but, you know, neighborhoods have farmers markets, and there's not a lot of grass in Andersonville.
That's true. And if it is, it's being smoked, probably. So.
Probably.
Get it? Good one.
So I've yet to go to the city market, which I really want to do, which is on Wednesday afternoons and Saturday.
Like downtown?
Yeah, the big giant one.
Where is it?
Downtown?
No.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I should, of course, know.
Before you go, yes, you should.
Well, yes. I obviously will look up how to get there.
I would hope so.
Yes. I think it's near the Bean.
Oh, possibly. Okay. Maybe it's in the, what is that music hall called? The amphitheater? Maybe it's in that yard.
I don't know.
Maybe it's
the field.
They don't allow tents and things because they don't want markings in the grass. So I don't know if they would because of that.
You know, I haven't been down there in such a long time. Probably over a year.
Neither have I. Oh, and the other thing is that they probably have to have it where there's electricity out there as well. Because, you know, you'll have your places that have selling like eggs and milk and meat and stuff like that. They need power.
Question. Is this the one that's on Saturdays?
Yeah, and Wednesdays, I believe, but yes.
Okay. I looked it up really quick to see, but I only see four. That are under Chicago downtown farmers markets.
No, this is actually called the city market.
So while you're looking that up, James LeRoy Brad,
you hear him smacking and killing his.
I'm drinking this cucumber water, and it makes me want to pour a bunch of salt in it.
You know, it's funny you say that. As I was drinking it while I was working today, I was thinking, this tastes like I poured a lot of salt in it.
Oh. It doesn't taste like there's any salt or anything in it.
There's not, but it tastes to me salty. But it's funny to you how you want salt.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wonder if you get the same if you put watermelon in water. I wonder if you drink it and you'd be like, I need to add some salt to this.
Well, no, but we do have watermelon if you want to add some salt to it. Actually cut up in their refrigerator.
Already?
Oh, yeah. We'll do that at the intermission
with our cheese. We're going to eat bacon cheese.
With our listener cheese.
From RC Martinez. Who, by the way, seems like he will be coming to Pride 48.
Is he?
I think he's going to do it. He's going to be here this weekend for Pitchfork.
He's a new listener, and he's already coming out.
He loves us.
I know. He blows up our Twitter and our
Facebook
and everything.
But we're okay with that because we need it.
I'm not bitching.
Because no one else contacts us.
Before he knows it, we're going to figure out Skype, and he'll be the fourth person on the show.
Right.
No.
I think we're good with three.
Yes.
Once there is another person out of four people, it kind of gets too much.
I'm just okay for there being a fourth on deck. So when I say, fuck you, I'm angry at you for this week, someone else can come do it in my place. And then when you get, no, I'm too busy, then there's a third person for us.
Right.
And then when James is busy doing school or whatever.
Because, like you said, I replied all to Lauren's email about watch the movie in the park tonight. I was like, oh, no, I got to be packing y'all. And then Waylon messaged me. He goes, do you mean recording? And I was like, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, do you mean recording? Do you need a day off?
We do it every week. Why do I forget it?
And I love how you responded. Because, we totally could have just done our own, or just not record it.
Right.
And I asked if you need a day off, and you're like, haha, no, I don't need a day off. I'll be there.
Well, actually, listening to the 7.5-minute episode or whatever, I think I feel comfortable with you guys carrying it on yourself.
Mm. Carry on my
and
way.
We could have maybe like Josh take my place or something like that. But I'm afraid for Josh to be on there because I don't want him to say something that I don't want to be on the show. Because I try to keep my shit private.
Then I'll just... Since you wouldn't be on that show, I can just email you and you can edit it.
Right.
But first true. Of all, but ha- no. but haven't you learned? But haven't you learned by now? Haven't you learnt by now that
learned
that the game of telephone usually either starts and or ends with Josh?
It always starts and it always ends with Josh. There is no and or.
Mm-hmm.
It's and.
And he was his normal self this weekend, as he was the last person at the party.
Yes.
Speaking of last and party, going back to this market, I found out it's not in downtown.
It's not?
No, and it's called Green City Market.
Oh, snap.
In your face.
Is it over off
two
north?
Two strikes.
Is it off
two
north?
Two strikes. No, it's off of Clark and like LaSalle.
Oh.
Where's that at? Still downtown?
No. That's an. It's just no, north of Old Town. That's the at the very southern tip of Lincoln Park.
I call it downtown.
You guys, you know what we should do?
What?
Because I totally want to like grow my own garden. You know they have these urban gardens that you can go in
we
and
we should
rent.
Buy the firehouse that's just down the street and convert half the parking lot into a garden and have the rest of it as parking and then do a bed and breakfast and stuff.
No. We would buy the building and make it up for us.
Yeah, and that parking lot is going to be
we would have parking. If you rewind, I said take half the parking lot and turn it into a garden, not the whole entire parking lot.
No.
But we could put a garden on top of our roof.
No.
Well, I would.
You can do that, and it keeps your house warmer, too, during the winter. But they have these
plots. I know. We've been to the greenhouse at the... Museum of Science and Industry.
Oh, okay.
They have plants in there.
I haven't been there yet, but that's like one of the original buildings from the World Expo that's still there, right?
Only
one. It's the only.
And I wonder why that is. That's kind of weird.
They weren't meant to be long-term, I don't believe.
I know, but how did that one make it? Because they all fell apart, and then they also got burned. But
no, they didn't. These are the buildings built after the fire.
But that's a World Expo fire, or building, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was after the fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, but the World Expo was set on fire to get rid of the buildings.
I think they purposely probably asked for this one not to. I'm assuming the city must
have wanted
one.
Maybe it was built better than the other ones.
I don't know. Why don't you... I'm sure you could Google.
Why don't you look it up on your computer?
I will later.
I'm sure Wikipedia would tell you.
So where was I? Oh, we need to like rent one of these urban garden plots and like grow our own garden and food and stuff.
We could. I really want an apiary. I want bees. I want my own honey.
That's a lot of work, and you have to have a special outfit.
I'm making...
Does not go with my hairstyle.
I have two new obsessions that I'll be starting soon.
Is it one of them Bachelor Jam?
Three new obsessions.
Which is totally disgusting.
One of them is Bachelor Jam, and I do love that, thanks to one of the people from our spinoff, Frank, started a whole campaign on that same Facebook thread about how it is a euphemism.
Right.
Which I also love that my cousin in D.C. basically said, if it wasn't before, it now is, and their household.
Right.
And they're a straight couple.
Give me some of that Bachelor Jam.
Yeah.
But would that really work if you're in a couple?
No.
You couldn't call it Bachelor Jam.
Yeah, you could.
Unless you're unmarried.
But no,
you're
unless... Bachelor, we never said what the Bachelor Jam was, except someone did say Famunda cheese. No. But I'm thinking Bachelor Jam is just the leftovers from solo masturbation.
I think cum.
Well, yeah, but I think it like...
Oh, by himself.
Like if he were doing something, then she came in and there was a mess.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be considered...
Clean up your Bachelor's Jam.
Keep cleaning up your Bachelor's Jam. Can you throw your Kleenex? I don't want to touch your Bachelor's Jam.
Right. We should totally put that on Urban Dictionary and claim that.
Can they put... Is there
you can submit
is there etymology on there? Like you can put that this started with Frank Garcia on Facebook on July 10th.
We're not going to give him credit.
We all do the work.
It's too late. I already said it.
Edit.
Yeah.
Hey.
So... That's do you want to explain what Bachelor's Jam is real quick?
Yeah, basically you take your fruit right before it's, you know, to go bad and you don't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And you, for every pound of fruit, you put a cup of rum or and or any liquor you want and a cup of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in a dark place. And then as other fruits, and it doesn't matter what they are, just no bananas, it said, you just layer another pound with a cup and alcohol until it's full. You let it sit for... 3 months, and then you stir it all together, and then you have a flavored booze as well as some tardy fruit to eat.
I just think of nasty compost, like just rotten fruit,
in that.
Mold.
No.
Worms.
You need to go to the call and have the moonshine cherries or strawberries. They will first kick you in the ass, but that's all it is.
Well, I've had fruits in moonshine before. And I don't like the taste of moonshine because it's fucking disgusting. It's like 500 proof or something.
I love how you're like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, you're so above it. And it's not 500 proof because that would be illegal.
Well, in Virginia, it was illegal. We had to go to West Virginia to buy it.
Mm. These are called moonshine because it's actually some stupid brand, but it's still 100 and like 101 proof liquor that they've been soaking in. Anyway, so that's the first one. It sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, and we do... have fruit to go bad. I mean, like right now.
And we do have a lot of chances to drink.
Well, yeah. And I do want to have an infused booze party at one point where you would have to infuse something for like 3 months at home.
Oh, okay.
And then bring the
booze.
You know, it's like you could decide if you wanted to do like, you know, I don't know, bacon infused bourbon.
First of all, I don't drink bourbon. Second of all, that bacon and a juice that long is just.
It does kind of sound gross.
Me a big fatty.
Actually, that is kind of like Big Fatty. Do you drink bourbon, Big Fatty? Because
this thing is gin. Could you imagine bacon and gin? That's like bacon pine trees. That's gross. That's disgusting.
Interesting. So yeah, so that'd be the first one. Mm-hmm. The second one is I'm going to make my own mustards, and I think that's what I'm going to be giving to my family for Christmas this year.
How do you make mustards?
It's the easiest thing in the world, apparently.
Is it just seeds and water?
Pretty much. And then you add like an acid. So some vinegar or lemon juice. And there's three
seasonings, right?
No, you don't have to.
Oh.
There's three different kinds of mustard seed. There's yellow, brown, and black, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow is what our mustard's made out of, the powder.
Mm-hmm.
Dijon and the spicy mustards are made from the brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Asian mustards are made from the black.
That's the spicy mustard.
The darker
right?
the darker the seed, the hotter it is.
Hey Joe.
Are you saying that he's spicier than
I'm sure he is.
He's hotter when it bursts in your mouth than the provider. He's darker.
Yeah, he is
darker.
He is darker. Yeah.
Anyway, I find that interesting. And then you could do fruit variations or bikani mustard, stuff like that. Mustard itself doesn't really go bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know too, so you can make it and put it in your refrigerator. It has to be refrigerated, but anyway, so I find the idea interesting. I like to make my family presents sometimes because now that I'm an adult, I feel that I should give back to my... Wow, shaking your head.
I'm just thinking this whole going back to Bachelor's Jam as an Urban Dictionary. I'm going to make my family this for Christmas.
I'm going to make them Bachelor's Jam.
I said mustard. Not Bachelor's Jam.
Did you look on Urban Dictionary to see if it's already on there?
No.
It can't not be.
That's what I've been doing just a second right now.
But so anyway, so I like to make it because it's cheaper, and I feel like now that I'm an adult, I should be able to get my aunts and uncles gifts and things since they always got me gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm still not made of money to give my whole giant extended family crap. So in the past, I've made stuff, whether it's bath salts, candied apples.
You don't want to make bath salts anymore. It turns people into zombies.
Apparently.
Do you guys want to add it as a definition?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, and Can you start it and then edit it later? So as I'm like,
they have to approve it.
Should we ask our listeners to?
We have to make a sentence for it, I think, too.
So maybe before we make
as I came home and saw my husband on the couch, I realized he had a little bachelor's jam
on his
chin.
On his chin.
Or hanging from his ear.
Ugh, that's been done.
Or listeners, if you have a better definition, let us know.
What's your third thing that you're obsessed with right now?
I'm going to be making my own homemade red wine vinegar.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Not that we ever have leftover wine in this house. But
you have to set it aside.
What?
The red wine. You have to set it aside.
Just
buy a shitty bottle. I don't drink it, so it doesn't matter to me.
Sometimes we have leftovers. It depends on who's drinking it and which how big of the bottle it's open. But yeah, but basically with the leftover wine, you put it in a special pot with a mother, which starts the fermentation process.
What's a mother?
It's the mother live. It's a live organism that ferments, that causes vinegar to become vinegar. It's the yeast.
Oh, okay.
Type of thing. And then basically every time you have like leftover wine, you can keep pouring it into the pot. And then it will make vinegar.
Okay.
And then actually after I make it, I could actually give you part of the mother and you could make your own.
Oh, isn't there like a bread you can make that way?
Friendship bread. It's the same friendship bread. It's the same thing. The yeast, the starter.
Right.
It's a living organism, and then you keep using it over and over again, and you set some aside. And so basically, you could be using the same starter for 80 years.
See, I just think that living organisms should be paid, because that's a lot of production.
Should they get paid? Because those are the same type of things that, you know...
Kill you.
Or giving your mom a yeast infection.
I don't want to know about my mom's yeast infection. She should not be getting them, because she's at the age where I think she should not be getting them. But... That's interesting.
So my ex was a pharmacist, and my favorite story was when someone literally, and this did literally come in that day, it's not one of those urban legend ones, where she came in, was bitching how he had told her to eat more yogurt and stuff with the medicine. Well, she thought he meant put the yogurt in her coochie.
Oh, God.
And she was very angry.
That's
stupid.
She deserves rotten pussy for that.
Yes, I would agree.
I mean, come on.
I would agree.
Rotten. No, he didn't. That was disgusting.
So what happened since the last time we left? We saw each other. I know we had Batman movie night and prep for the upcoming movie.
That was good.
That was fun.
I mourned for Heath Ledger for like 3 seconds.
I kind of miss him.
I do too. He was a good actor.
He was a good actor.
That's sad.
It was sad. I love that we had more people here than Bradley thought were going to those movies, because he's like, there's a lot of people here when he came, because, you know, he came.
But
late.
We had enough. You had enough seating for everybody. That's
we did. Great. We did. But he was rather surprised. He's like, I didn't listen. I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, we have 10 of us and then there's extras.
I have a question for the third Batman movie that's coming out. Anne Hathaway's in it, right?
Yes.
Is she Batgirl or Catwoman?
Catwoman.
Okay, how come she doesn't have a cool Catwoman suit? It just looks like normal clothes with a mask on.
I think you need to talk to the designers of the movie on that one.
Because I don't like that. Because I need Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Yeah, got to remember that's a whole different feel.
I know. It's a different thing. What else? It's all Batman. This is serious Batman. I'm kind of excited to see them. I mean, they're marketing it really well, you know, so
it's been a really huge secret, which has been awesome. We were watching, what was it? Hollywood Access Hollywood or whatever. Cause we have no lives. and it was talking to Morgan Freeman and, who plays
Alfred,
my Michael
Keane.
Thank you. No. Anyway, the old guy, and and they're like, well, we've been hearing that they've been trying to keep this under wraps, and you know, now that you know the story and all this kind of stuff, like, what did you do to not, you know, spill the beans? And they both were just like,
like literally
kept your mouth shut.
Like literally, but at the same time, it's like, kept our mouth shut.
So Morgan Freeman's in the third one also.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, the guy that had like the girl face, like gay face, is he in the third one? Or did he die? I can't remember.
The one that
no, he was put in
was trying to blackmail.
Oh yeah, he was in the.
He's been in the crazies,
in the insane asylum.
Yeah.
Are you talking about
Sandman?
Oh, what's his name?
The gay face.
Cillian
guy.
Murphy.
Yes.
Gay face.
I like him.
That should be his Batman character.
He has pretty eyes.
He has pretty eyes, but his Batman character name should be Gay Face.
So,
or was, Photoshop face.
That was
Photoshop face.
Because his face just looked too, I don't know, weird.
So, speaking of characters, did you see in the Red Eye where they did a comparison of the Glee cast and the Archie comics?
I saw a few things of it, but I'm not into really Glee that much, so I didn't read that much of it.
It makes me kind of giggle. So, listeners, I'm curious if you agree with these, and I think I agree with them so far, these comparisons. So, of course, Finn is Archie, because, you know, all-American boy. Rachel Berry, Betty Cooper, pretty wholesome. So far, I think I agree.
I thought they had her as Veronica.
No, Quinn Verbray is a Veronica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because Veronica's always a little bit of a sex kitten. Noah Puckerman is Reggie Mantle. He looks like a badass. And then Santana Lopez is Cheryl Blossom. In this picture, she looks like a total whore.
Let me see.
But like a total, like, wholesome whore.
Oh, that's like Scooby-Doo whore. That's a Scooby-Doo outfit.
That's a Scooby-Doo whore or one step below.
Or Flintstones.
One step below Misfits from Jim and the Hologram. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite, which I think is totally true, is Brittany is Jughead.
Isn't that Kofor guy, what's his name?
No, he's on here, but not with someone. He goes, well, he didn't make this list, but you all can meet him in person. And then tell like when he'll be in Chicago for.
What's he going to be here for?
Signing a book that he wrote.
Chris Colfer?
Everybody writes a fucking book. Can we write a fucking book?
You could if you could write.
I can write.
No, you can't write.
I totally can write.
You should write a memoir about the life of a podcaster.
Huh. I think it's been done. I think the other podcasters here in Chicago have done that.
No, not how to do a podcast, but just like about your experience of being a podcaster. And all the drama that's going on when you've lived with your co-host and not, when you've dated your co-host and not, when you have Twitter fake or real Twitter fights with annoying people from the Northern United States. How the drama of, you know, of talking about your friends on shows or bringing real life into
and they
the
get
show.
All pissed.
Right. You know, lots of you could talk about. Lots you could write about.
And I fucking hate Nessa.
Pretty much.
Nay.
Such a crying bitch.
I hate her so much, I'm going to be sleeping with her in Vegas. You guys, Pride 48, let's talk about it. We just bought our tickets. We're so excited.
Just bought tickets.
We are so excited.
Tickets aren't so bad from the Chicago area to Vegas right now on Bing. So if you want to go,
we went on a United Airlines.
I am arriving on the 12th around 11 o'clock in the morning.
Which is Wednesday.
Which is a Wednesday.
And I am arriving on Thursday.
In the morning.
At 11.
Yes, and I'll be arriving with Julia Child, apparently.
Yes!
Melissa the Confused will be picking us up. I hope we all have our own separate signs. Like, I hope my sign is bigger than yours, but whatever.
There's two of us.
I kind of think that, one, it'll be the same sign, I'm sure. We should come up with a sign for her. As she's looking for us.
That would be funny. And then
queer monkeys here.
We're gonna be there until Monday. I think we'll probably head to the airport around 12 or have lunch around
1.
12.
We'll be at the airport by 1. Flight's at 3.
And then hopefully it doesn't get delayed.
I'm missing class.
And we don't have bruises on our knees when we get back.
And because of the plane, not because of what you did in Pride 48.
Well, first of all, I was too sick to do anything for Pride 48. Second, I would not do that there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, is Christian coming?
Christian and Brian and one of his friends are coming. Frank is not coming, which pisses me off.
Frank Furter. Anyway, Pride 48, definitely come. We still have to figure out what we're doing and if we're going to wear anything special for the pink carpet or if it'd be in our memories.
And
our mind's
eye.
Theater of the mind.
Be covered in maxi pads.
Maxi pads? Really?
You can get those new ones that mold to your body.
Whatever.
I just saw it on them.
Really? I saw Donna Sugars posted on the Pride 48 Facebook page. She wanted to know exactly how tall the banquet room is.
I saw that.
Oh, shit. She's going to come in with like a fucking like orbit on her head or something.
I still think everyone should come to the pink carpet dressed as Donna Sugars.
I don't know if I can get that tall. I'd have to wear some like tall fucking boots
or something. We should start something for Pride 48 that everyone has to come and wearing a Say Something hat that they've created.
We already have ours.
Done. First of all, though,
now let's ship them to Las Vegas.
Imagine trying to get those to Vegas.
We'd have to wear them on the plane.
Mine was huge. I couldn't get through security with a Christmas tree on top of my head.
And they're wired.
Sir. I've got bees coming off mine.
Right.
Mine could probably make it through. Didn't have anything like crazy on it.
No,
it was crazy.
You had the ivy, though. It has wire.
No, no, though. You may choke a flight attendant with all of that ivy.
That is true.
So how do you guys feel about this whole Magnificent Mile possibly being...
Wait, could you do that again?
Oh, my God, Ricky.
No, could you please repeat your statement?
okay. Nice try.
But it's 25 minutes, Ricky.
I didn't say the time. We're back at 5 stars.
Yay, so that means we have a new one. So,
or maybe some douchebag took their stars down.
No, it's still there.
Oh.
Anyway, back to Waylon.
Yes.
The proposal to have jumbo screens on Michigan Avenue.
I think I'm okay with that. Just on Michigan Avenue.
Well, I think it's what's interesting, and, you know, the listeners can't see the picture. They kind of show a picture of how big they'll be.
Oh, that's pretty big.
And, well, no, that's just how it can't be any past that height.
Can I say that again?
They're, I think that it's an interesting concept, but I don't think it's going to be, I guess it depends. Everything starts small, and then it gets changed, and things get bigger,
bigger
and out of control.
I think one thing that may, if they do this, is going to hurt the downtown feeling during the winter time. Because it's kind of like, you know, like joyous, but kind of like old-fashioned, I think, you know?
Yeah, but I also get that feeling, you just have to walk down to Water Tower Place. Mm-hmm. And you'll get that feeling because, you know, there's no way they're putting...
That's across the street from Water Tower Place.
Yeah, but still, you look across the street... But you'll look across the street and you'll have all the old lights and... But anyway, the signs are limited to 1,000 square feet. The content, mall tenant names must be as large or larger than the product names.
Mm-hmm.
Transition, the images must be displayed for no less than 20 minutes before changing.
See, that's weird to
me. So it's not like it's going to be constantly changing. It's going to be...
I don't like that.
And then changing.
It should be up for like 30 seconds and then change.
No, I think the reason why they're saying that is because it'll cause less distraction.
It won't be
busy.
People
are driving.
It'd be just like having a banner.
Like a regular
up.
Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the height of the signs, they can be no larger than 80 feet above ground. So it's not like they're going to be way up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, there's a limit to where it's going
to
be.
Now, if they do this, do they have to pay the city to do it? Is this what, are they trying to get income from the buildings?
Didn't read that portion of the story yet.
I don't know. It just it seems kind of, let's copy New York City kind of thing.
Well, I think what you said, though, like I'm just reading this one paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Local preservationist group, they did voice concerns that the proposal would alter the elegance of the Magnificent Mile, which I wouldn't disagree there. But there's also parts of Magnificent Mile that already look...
Yeah.
Already look a little crazy because of how many different storefronts there are, and they all look different, and the big signs anyway.
I just think especially down on the south end of Michigan Avenue towards Grant Park, they should definitely not do it down there. That's south of the river.
We don't like to talk about the south.
What?
Well, that's not the numbered streets. Maybe it'll deter people from like shooting and killing and robbing people because the lights will be so bright. That, you know, it will keep people from being killed
maybe,
in the alleyway.
Maybe. Possibly.
So, I don't know. I kind of like it, but I kind of don't.
I am a little on the fence, too. I think it's one of those things that it could be a gateway into something kind of, you know, much more than we want. And it's going to end up being like Times Square, and it's going to be a circus down there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, to keep up with technology.
It's already a circus.
You know, to keep up with technology and advertising and stuff, it may not be the most awful idea if it's done...
Appropriately,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's much greener than always putting up new signs, you know, and as tenants change, let's say Macy's gets bought by someone, you know, and that building has to change. At least then, you know.
I was reading a Red Eye. I don't know if it's in that one or a previous one that we're talking about the subway system, you know, the L that's under the ground. I think they should put that shit in there so that shit will be lit up. Because it's dark in the subways. It's never like, except for the one at North and Clybourne, that one's really lit up.
I think
it's because Apple's all over there.
Right.
The CTA needs public restrooms that you pay to get into by using your fucking card. Because using your card is the only way around, I think, that I could get in my head about how they pay for the maintenance and how do you keep homeless crazy people out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, yes, they could be camping out in there, you know, but you just have to have some security. But as much people walk in and they want this place to be and, you know, whatever, sometimes that cup of coffee in the morning, you may just need to go do something and there needs to be a way to do it instead of...
On the seat on the train.
Right.
And or cover it up with the newspaper.
Right. Or it's 2:30 in the morning and you've had 14 drinks and you have nowhere to piss, so you have to take a piss in the public.
Like you
and
did,
avoid the camera.
Like you did when you got off the bus and peed in the trash can.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that time I did that.
I love how there's and there's another story.
There's another story. I was in the subway and I went into the corner of one of the little, you know, the middle parts and I pissed in the corner. I had to go. I could not.
I would have loved if you would have arched it over to the third rail.
No, I went against
Watch
the wall.
That spark.
I went against the wall. So, because I was trying to avoid the cameras, which they probably saw me. But one thing about the stations that I don't know if we talked about this on the show before, but they are trying to have it so that the stations could be bought out by companies and named after that company. So, like North and Clybourne would be called the Apple Stop and have all their advertising there. So they want to do, there's a certain percentage that they want to do this for. And I'm thinking, is that a good thing or a bad thing? What do you think?
I mean, I think it might be something where they start, like they sold the rights to the meters for the parking meters. I think they need to do it in a smart way and not just give it up completely.
Well,
because
I don't
then
think
that goes
smart.
I don't,
no,
think the,
I
don't think the money goes to the companies though. I think they
The companies have to pay the CTA to have those buildings.
Right, right, right. So it's not like...
What I'm saying is they don't need to do the same route they did with the parking meters, and they need to make it in a smart way.
That doesn't make sense to me at all, though.
Or
the parking meter, the parking meters were sold to a third-party company, and they were getting the money, not the city. This is just about advertising. This isn't about, you know, the companies who buy this are getting anything out of the CTA, the people who pass through, and the money.
What he's saying is there should not be a 75-year contract for this. Because with the parking meters, it's 75 years.
Well, even if it's 75 years, if Apple can pay that for 75 years.
But also, they're having an issue with the parking because that company that got a billion-dollar deal wants us to pay even more money because we closed the streets down for the festivals. And every time we close the festival down, they want that money because they're not getting parking. I think that's bullshit. And that they want money for the handicapped people that park for free. They want that money too. So there's like a $45 million bill that they want the city to pay.
Yeah, no, that should have been written to the contract. I mean,
Rahm Emanuel said, no, I'm not paying it.
I mean, no, I mean, come on. You know what you're getting yourself into. Streets shut down.
Mm-hmm. Anytime they're working on the streets, they want money for it. That's not going to happen.
No, what I want is I want parking. So don't be bitching that you're losing money. That's where construction sucks when you can't park anywhere.
So, well, enough about Chicago.
I know, right? Yeah.
We have some local listeners. Maybe they'll enjoy that. Our non-local listeners, they're probably like, this is bullshit. Talk about something else.
Probably, but if not, oh well.
We can talk about the last review that we got. You want to do that?
In iTunes?
Yeah. I'll read it.
Sure.
We don't have a song for it.
No.
Just one.
We got a review.
Five-star review.
No. We should have a gong. That's what we should have.
I think we just...
Five-star review. Gong.
Gong. We're not worthy.
All right. So we know Mike Sippy. He's a local listener, and he's been... listening, what, a couple weeks, I guess, found us. I don't know if you found us during Bear Pride.
Did you?
I don't know.
Did you, Mr. Sippy?
He likes monkey stuff, so he was looking online for all things monkeys.
That's the one that found the monkey stuff.
Yeah. So he says, Ricky, Waylon, and James Leroy are the best. 5 stars. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
Check these guys out. Okay.
Fun. Wacky.
Check these guys out. fun, wacky, and entertaining. Random stuff that makes you think, not deep thoughts. More fun thoughts, and it's time to pour another drink and laugh. Oh, something shiny. Or it says shiny, but I think it meant shiny. Should a vodka-based drink be that clear? Anyway, keep it up, cute, fun guys. Cheers, Mike.
Aw, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mississippi.
Other people should follow what he did and leave us 5-star reviews.
Agreed. Or we really need you to start leaving some 1-star reviews so that segment doesn't die.
Right, because it's dying.
Because it's dead.
Well, there are some other shows that we probably could read, but we don't want to like be sensitive. You know, we're being
we don't want to offend people because right. people are sensitive.
Real sensitive.
Sensitive, like.
So, is that it for the show?
Yes.
Can we go to the, on to the next one?
Yes.
So, remember Pride 48?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This, did you figure out if this third Wednesday that you'll be able to record, or are your crazy aunts going to be in town?
No. As in next weekend? Next week?
Next week, yes. Next Wednesday.
Yes, my aunts will be here.
So we will not be doing a live show.
Our first live show. And we can't do
canceled.
It.
We'll work it out. We'll do a show somewhere. Are they here all week or what?
No, they're here Tuesday through Thursday.
We might skip a week. Because I'll talk about it on the next show.
They'll leave
why I'll be busy.
So. They'll leave Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon. So mm-hmm. technically if we needed to record on Thursday we could. No. Take that back. We need to check the calendar.
That is not the theater show.
No, that's the week after. Okay. Sorry.
So we'll discuss it. Sorry, July, we are not gonna have a live show. And August we'll work on it.
Right.
So remember Pride 48, come see us. If you need information, go to pride48.com. All the information is listed. They just posted their State of the Station show from Monday night with the most recent information. Go listen. And
if you left us anything to talk about for the show that we totally did not talk about because we were too busy to talk about ourselves, we get it on the next show.
Yes, because people did give us stuff. Oopsies.
Oopsies.
All right, we're out here. This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Waylon.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.